We were in a spot, of course we had a big bay window in the front of the cabin. We were in a spot where we could see for miles down the river, and we could, of course, usually hear any boats coming, and you can tell if it's running smooth or not. And if it wasn't running smooth, Ray would usually go out and wait for a little bit, and if it looked like they were in trouble, then he'd take the boat and go and try and get them into shore. And there was even people that came without a paddle or a big stake or anything to get them to shore when they broke down. And this one couple came from Anchorage, and they had 2 weeks. And they were going to, I can't remember if they were going to Charlie River or farther than that, but anyway, they had, there was something wrong with their engine, and they didn't have any tools, they didn't have not a paddle or anything to get into shore, and it was putting out some really dark smoke. So Ray took the boat and he went over and he hauled them into the shore, and they ended up taking that engine and putting a tarp down on the ground and taking that engine all apart. And it was a Mercury, which we never had any Mercuries, and the guy just happened to have the book. He didn't have anything else, but he had the book that went with the engine, and they took it all apart and found the problem. And Ray made a part for it. And they ended up, they were there for 2 days, I think. So they only lost 2 days out of their vacation. They went wherever it was they were going, upriver. And when they came back, they left 2 barrels of gas, 55-gallon drums of gas, and just an abundance of fresh vegetables and potatoes and carrots and tomatoes and all that kind of stuff, which hadn't gotten ripe in the garden yet. But, you know, it was good. All the food that they were not going to pack back to Anchorage with them. Mm-hmm. They left it all there because he had helped them. And because they wanted to pay him. And he said, no, you know, if a neighbor can't help a neighbor, you know, what good are you? And so they left all this stuff, and a lot of people did that. If they were in trouble and he would help them, then they would, usually on the way back or on the way going, they would leave things there.